Title: Offset Old School DNB Chop with Chopped Vinyl Character in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build that proper early jungle, early DNB break feel where the groove is driving, but it's not perfectly on the grid. It's got that pushed and pulled. We printed from vinyl energy. The big idea today is simple, but the results feel expensive. We're going to split one break into two layers. Layer A is your attack layer. Tight, punchy, mostly mono. It's the transient key that tells the listener where the drums actually land. Layer B is your vinyl or body layer, slightly laid on purpose. Darker, dirtier, wider, and drifting a bit like unstable playback. And the trick is, we're doing this like mix engineers, not like throw a swing preset on it. We'll use track delay in milliseconds for the macro feel, and then groove pull for micro swing. That combination is what keeps it from turning into a flaming mess. Step 0. Session setup. Fast but important. Set your tempo to something in the 170 to 174 range. I like starting at 172, because it's right in that sweet spot where breaks roll without feeling rushed. Set global quantization to 1 bar so you can audition clips quickly without constant tiny timing mistakes while you're experimenting. And if you plan on recording chops live, go into options and enable reduced latency when monitoring, because we want the timing offsets to be intentional choices, not your interface lying to you. Now step 1. Choose a break and decide its role. Grab a break you actually like. Amen. Think, funky drummer, hot pants vibes, anything with character. Drag it onto an audio track. Warp mode matters here. For the chopped vinyl jungle character, start in beats mode, preserve transients, and turn transient loop mode off. That's one of those why does my break sound like it's stuttering weirdly settings that can mess you up if you forget it. If your break is super tonal, roomy, or it's doing a lot of sustained content, you can try Complex Pro, but be careful. Complex Pro can smear transients, and in drum and bass, smeared transients are basically a tax you pay later in the mix. Practical mindset: the vinyl layer is allowed to be a bit smeary. The attack layer is not. Step 2. Create the two-layer system. Duplicate the break track. Name the first one break attack. Name the second one break vinyl or break body. Select both and group them into a break bus. This is your control center. Concept check. A lot of classic old-school breaks sound like a tight cut plus a slightly late, looser reprint underneath. Layering is how you get that feel without sacrificing punch. Step 3. Tighten the attack layer so it drives. On break attack, open clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16 as a starting point. If the break is messy, go to 1/8. We're not trying to overwarp it to death. We're trying to make the transient events reliably hit. Now drop a gate on it. Don't overthink the numbers. Listen. Pull the threshold down until the tails tuck in and the room tone stops washing through. Usually you'll land somewhere between -20 and -35 dB depending on the sample. Return can be near 0 to 10 milliseconds, and release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. And here's the teacher note. Don't treat the gate like a sledgehammer. If gating makes it sound fake or it starts chopping off the vibe, back off and use more surgical control later. The goal is less smear, not silence between hits. Next, EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. This is the transient layer. You're not trying to carry the low end here. If it's boxy, do a small dip somewhere around 250 to 450. Then utility, make this layer mostly mono, with somewhere between 0 and 60%, and honestly, 0 is often perfect. Old records and old cuts keep the core in the middle. Mono attack equals stable punch. Checkpoint, solo break attack. You want it clicky, punchy, kind of dry. It might sound a bit ugly alone, and that's fine. It's not the final drum sound. It's the timing and impact. Step 4. Make the vinyl slash body layer late on purpose. On break vinyl slash body, we're going to lean it back. The cleanest way is track delay. In Ableton's mixer, make sure track delay is visible. Then on the vinyl slash body track, set a positive delay. Start at +6 milliseconds. Typical range is +4 to +14. If you want heavy laid back, you can try +12 to +18, but that's where snares start to flam if you're not careful. This is the core offset trick. Tight transient in front, body behind. Now, two quick coaching notes here. First, calibrate the offset by frequency, not by a number that sounds cool. If your snare suddenly sounds like two hits, don't immediately reduce the delay. First, low pass the vinyl layer harder, because most of the flam feeling lives in the bright transient band. If you make the vinyl layer darker, you can often keep the delay and keep the thickness without hearing a double snare. Second, You can also do a negative pre-delay trick. Instead of pushing the body super late, pull the attack slightly early. Put break attack at -2 to -6 milliseconds, and keep body around 0 to +6. Sometimes that reads more like cut to tape instead of two stacked samples. Checkpoint. Play both layers together. You want bigger and looser, but still driven. If it feels slow, you've gone too far. If it feels like two drummers arguing, you've definitely gone too far. Step 5. Build the Chop Twinal character on the body layer. We are going to process vinyl slash body in a very specific way. Think of it as the print. First, EQ 8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to keep the sub clean for your bass. Then gently roll off the top with a shelf down around 8 to 12k. Vinyl and old samplers don't have that shiny modern top. This roll-off is a huge part of the illusion. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive about 2 to 6 dB and trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If it helps, turn on soft clip, then redux for that old sampler bite. Start at 12 bits. Downsample somewhere like 1.2 to 2.5 and keep it subtle. If you have it in a rack, blend it in around 10 to 35% wet. The goal is texture, not sandpaper. Next, auto filter for movement. Use a low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Set cutoff somewhere in the 7 to 12k zone. Then add a slow LFO. Rate around 0.08 to 0.25 Hz, amount 2 to 8%. This is drift, not wobble. You're imitating unstable playback, not doing an EDM filter trick. Optional, a tiny bit of chorus ensemble to create that playback width. Keep it subtle, amount 5 to 15%, slow rate, width around 80 to 120. If you hear obvious chorus, it's too much. Then utility, turn bass mono on, and only widen if you're checking mono compatibility. Width somewhere like 90 to 140 can work, but it depends on the chorus and the delay. We'll check it properly in a second. Checkpoint. Solo vinyl slash body. It should feel like a degraded, slightly drifting, darker print of the break. On its own, it might sound a bit wrong. In context, it sounds like history. Step 6. Control phase. Flam and glue on the break bus. On the group, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Usually keep boom off because your bass owns the low end. And if you need the snap back after all that vinyl degradation, push transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 3 milliseconds if you want it to grab and stabilize, or 10 milliseconds if you want more punch through. Release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just glue, not destruction. Then a final EQ 8 if needed. Often a small dip in the 2.5 to 5k area if it gets harsh. Sometimes a gentle high shelf down if the top still feels too modern. Now, phase and mono safety checks, because this is where advanced break layering either becomes magic or becomes a club problem. Put a utility at the very end of the break bus and toggle width down to 0%. Listen to the hats and the snare brightness. If the groove collapses, your width is coming from facey modulation. The fix is usually reduce chorus width, high pass the side content higher, or make the vinyl layer less wide and more dark. If you have a correlation meter, use it like a smoke detector. If correlation goes hard negative during snare hits, that's a warning sign that the combination of delay plus width is getting unstable. You want mostly positive with brief dips, not sustained negative. Also, if your snare sounds like it's double hitting in stereo, the simplest fix is pull the vinyl slash body level down 1 or 2 dB, or reduce the delay, or low pass it harder. Thickness, not two snares. Step 7. Make it feel chopped without turning it into chaos. Once the layered groove is stable, now you give it personality. Take an 8-bar section and consolidate. You can consolidate each layer, or resample the whole break bus to audio if you want to commit. Then right-click and slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients, so you get a drum rack with one pad per slice. Here's the jungle habit that keeps you sounding intentional. Keep the kick and snare anchors stable and on grid. Chop and offset the ghost notes and hats. That's where the motion lives. Mixing focus trick. Slice only the vinyl slash body layer. Let the attack layer play more consistently. That way, your edits sound wild, but the track still hits like it's supposed to. Step 8. Groove pool comes after offset. This is important. Track delay is the macro late layer. Groove is micro push and pull. Drop a groove into the groove pool. You can use something from the library or extract from a break you like. Apply it to the vinyl slash body clip or the sliced MIDI. Keep settings subtle. Timing 10 to 25, random 3 to 10, velocity 5 to 20 if you're on MIDI slices, bass 1/16. If you overdue groove on top of a big track delay, you'll feel like the drummer fell down the stairs. Small amounts win. Advanced variation. Frequency split offset, for thick without obvious flam. On vinyl slash body, make an audio effect rack with two chains. Low mids chain. Low pass around 2 to 3k, then delay that chain more, like plus 10 to plus 18 milliseconds. Highs chain. High pass around 2 to 3k, delay that less, like plus 3 to plus 8. Now the thud and room lean back, but the tick stays closer. That's the big but still fast illusion that screams classic jungle. Another advanced variation. Sidechain dynamics to let you run more body without hearing double hits. Put a compressor on vinyl slash body sidechain from break attack. Fast attack. Medium release. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Now the body tucks under the transient automatically. This lets you push the vinyl layer level or delay further before it reads as a flam. Step 9. Arrangement moves that feel old school and alive. Try a simple rolling 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16. Main loop, stable. Let it lock. Bars 17 to 24. Increase chop density. More ghost edits, more little movements, but keep anchors. Bars 25 to 32. Drop to a halftime feel for two bars, then snap back. Automate your vinyl slash body track delay like choreography. Verse at plus 6. During fills, nudge it to plus 10 or plus 14. And then on the drop impact, tighten it back to plus 5 to plus 7 so it punches.